Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, rescue teams are continuing to search for the OceanGate Expedition's tourist submersible, the one that went missing on Sunday during a dive to the Titanic's wreck. Well, this morning, there's some cause for hope because underwater noises have been picked up by a Canadian plane. That's according to the US Coast Guard. With the latest on this, I'm joined again by Ryan Cook, CBC reporter in Newfoundland. Ryan, you're very welcome back to the programme. So this latest news, the banging sounds from the craft, they've been detected, we're told. Can you explain what's happened since we've heard that news? Any more developments?
So since we've heard that news, we know that the U.S. Coast Guard, who is in command of this operation, they've redeployed some of the ROV assets that they had offshore, these remote operated vehicles that can comb the ocean floor looking for this submersible. They've redeployed those to the area where they heard those sounds. Now, it's important to note that CNN and Rolling Stone are reporting that these were banging noises heard in 30-minute intervals, and then 4 hours later, they sent more sonar technology to that area, and they heard it again. We don't know when exactly that was yesterday or if those sounds are still being heard, and the U.S. Coast Guard isn't confirming that they were banging sounds or that they happened during regular intervals. They're just saying that the P3 aircraft heard noises under the water with the sonar buoys that they had dropped.
And what's it like there at St. John? What's the scene like, Ryan?
It's, you know, a lot of people here with heavy hearts right now. The lore of the Titanic has always been pretty strong here. I guess St. John's is the closest city to the Titanic wreck site, and we played a role in rescue efforts for the Titanic when it went down. And OceanGate has pretty strong connections with the local community here. They engaged a lot of local technology companies in their expeditions. They worked with local indigenous groups, which own the ship that tows the submersible out to sea. And last night, as American aircraft were coming in to St. John's International Airport, there were crowds outside the fence of the airport watching the planes land and watching them unload equipment. And then later in the night, there were crowds down at the waterfront as well, watching cranes take this equipment from transport trucks and drop it onto a pair of Canadian Coast Guard vessels and another offshore supply vessel there. Those vessels are now all en route to the scene, and we know that there's a few other ships en route there as well. And we know that one of the pieces of equipment that was on one of those ships that was flown in by the Americans last night, it's known as FADOS, Flyaway Deep Ocean Salvage System. It's basically a portable ship lift system. It can go down to the ocean floor and it can lift really large, bulky, heavy objects off the ocean floor like aircraft or small vessels like this. So there's hope this morning that that piece of equipment can get there in time if the submersible is located, because the clock is ticking right now.
It certainly is, and we believe there are just 30 hours left in terms of the oxygen available to the people on board that submersible. Ryan, thank you once again for your time. Ryan Cook there, CBC reporter in Newfoundland. In the second hour of the programme, we'll have the next part of our water quality series, where Brian O'Connell will be meeting the angling group who succeeded in stopping a sewage pipe polluting their local river. And skip straight to the chorus. Adam McGuire tells us how TikTok is changing the way we listen to music. Also, Paul Rouse on his new book, Sport in Modern Irish Life. And Paul will be with us in the studio in the next hour. Right now, though, we'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.